home. Thanks for being with us today. We couldn't be live at the studio. We're at Interstellar Rodeo today, but thanks for stopping in. We've been having some fun. Before the break, we were talking about the Trout Forest Music Festival, and we're going to do so again in just a few minutes, but some late-breaking news. I just got a whole bunch of new music that just kind of flooded in between that little commercial break. How long was that commercial break? I don't know, because I wasn't there. But during that commercial break, or the day in between recording hour one and hour two, I guess, I found a whole pile of new music, and I gotta play it for you. It's my duty. So we'll play a bunch of stuff for you now. How about that? Well, let's start with this one. This is a guy who's he's coming to town in November. Finally, I love it when this guy comes to town. He's just so much fun in concert. Seriously, trust me. I think it's like November 5th or something like that. Park Theater. It's going to be phenomenal. He's got a great new record called Real Love. Not the most unique title in the world, but there's a bunch of those on this record. He's harkening back to the early days of rock and roll. I guess he's been listening to some Elvis, you know, celebrating the 40th anniversary of Elvis's death. And so he's influenced by that kind of Sun Studios sound, and it sounds pretty good. And, well, along with it, he went and, you know, we were talking before about stealing song titles, and this guy has done a very good job of that on this record as well. Here's his not very creatively titled song, Cry, Cry, Cry. This is David Miles. I'll tell a band to go home.
Always lonely days when so many ways to wake up.
Bruce Cockburn. Yeah, I know. He's got a new record called Bone on Bone, and that's the states I'm in. Not bad there from old Brucey. Sounds all right. It's been a while since we had a new Bruce Cockburn record. Before that, Slade Cleaves. I was, a while back on the show, I was lamenting whatever happened to Slade Cleaves, and then now he's got this brand new record just popped out. It's called Ghost on the Radio. We heard Already Gone. And we kicked off that little set of new music with David Miles. He has a new record called Real Love, and his creatively titled song, Cry, Cry, Cry. You know, I guess if, stealing an old song title gets you going, why not? Here, I want to play some more things that are new. Well, this one is just new to me, then a couple of brand new releases. And this one comes with a bit of a bittersweet sentiment. A little while ago in town at the Park Theater, there was a band playing called Susto? I don't know, S-U-S-T-O. And I knew nothing about them, so I completely ignored them. But then Tanya sent me a message and said, hey, I hope you're going to see this band. And I was like, well, why would I go see them? I don't know who they are. And, it turns out they're pretty great. And I wish I could have gone to see him, but I think I was out of town. I can't remember exactly when it was, and I'm not smart enough to look it up. But I had something else going on, Trout Forest or Brandon or something, I don't know. So technically I maybe couldn't have gone, but it would have been nice to be able to go. And they sound pretty great. They have a new record, which apparently is pretty great. From what I've heard of it, it's pretty great. But I thought I'd play this little live thing. I think this song is actually on the new record as well. Have you ever seen those videos on the YouTube called Jam in the Van, where they throw a band in a van and then record a little video? Well, this is one of those. So here's Susto, Susto, whatever you want to call them, from their Jam in the Van session with Diamonds, Icaro, I don't know.
I'm on a one-way road to my
Linda Williams there, something new, and I guess new is kind of in air quotes. She's re-recorded her 1992 record, Sweet Old World, resequenced it, added some stuff, and is putting out this new thing. They call it This Sweet Old World now, and that sounds pretty great. I'm a little torn on this because Sweet Old World is one of the great collaborations between Lucinda and Gerf Morlix, and now she's just scrubbing Gerf from the history books by re-releasing the thing. So, you know, we love our Gerf Morlix around here, so, you know, them's kind of fighting words, but I don't know, it sounds pretty good. I like that. That's six blocks away from This Sweet Old World. Brand new Lucinda Williams. Before that, we heard Lucinda singing along with her pal Ray Wiley Hubbard. And Eric Church is also on that track. Eric Church. I don't know about that. Tell the Devil I'm Getting There as Fast as I Can. Which, you know, seems about appropriate for old Ray Wiley. It's the title track to his new record. And it's out now. Sounds pretty good. Before Ray Wiley, we heard Erin Ray with a new single of hers called Wild Blue Wind. Of course, we got to hear that at the Static Roots Festival in June in Oberhausen, Germany. And there are many more great new songs to come from Erin Ray. And that is an indication of how great they're going to be for sure. Before Erin Ray, we heard something new from Courtney Marie Andrews, a song called Near You. She's re-releasing her great latest record. What's it called? Honest Man or Honest Something. It's over there. Honest Life. Sticking on some bonus tracks, and I guess that's one of them right there. She's also got this great new article. You can find it on the internet where she talks about her love of Townes Van Zandt, which is pretty cool. Before Courtney Marie, we heard something new from Will Hogue. He's got a new record called Anchors. We heard Through Missing You, and we started that set off with whatever you call them, from their Jam in the Van session. We heard Diamonds Icaro right there. You want to say anything? We have a visitor here at the bunker down in the basement.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
What's up with you today?
I don't know.
Are you getting bored?
Yeah.
Do you want Dad to finish this show and stop ignoring you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're coming to the end here.
Okay. I want to go for a bike ride.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. So we're gonna wrap this show up as quick as we can so we can go for a bike ride. Before the break, we were talking about the Trout Forest Music Festival. And I'm going to play a couple of things recorded live out there and hope it doesn't sound too bad. Both feature our pal from the Pride of Inglis, Manitoba, Del Barber. You remember Del Barber, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's okay. One is a cover that you may have seen him do before. He's a big Ian Tyson fan. We're gonna listen to him covering Ian Tyson at the Cowboy Country Workshop. It was his reunion with Bill Western. I didn't realize that him and Bill Western hadn't played on stage together for like a year or something, and they just came back together like they were long lost blood brothers or something. Sounded fabulous together, I thought. So we'll play something from that. And Adele, Ridley Bent was one of the big headliners on the main stage on Saturday night. So when he couldn't come because of his arm, they had a big hole to fill. And they're like, what are we going to do? How are we going to have a big party on Saturday night? And well, we told you a while ago about this thing that Adele does at the Times Changed every once in a while called Two-Step Tuesday. And basically, they kind of relived that. They had this all-star, Ridley Bent had his great band out there. The band was fine, so they came out. And Adele kind of jumped on that. And this two-step country thing is just a bunch of guys playing great old country tunes. And so it was Dwayne Duick wasn't there, and Grant Siemens wasn't there, and whatever. But we had Chris Dunn, we had that other guy, and then that other guy, and we had Andrew Neville was there. And a bunch of great folks, and they got together for this really wicked set of country tunes. And at the end, they decided to pay tribute to the guy who gave them the gig, and they turned into the world's greatest Ridley Bent tribute band. And I can't wait to play you something from that, and apologize because my camera filled up, so I missed the end of the song. But that happens. So anyways, long story short, let's kick it off with Del Barber and Bill Western, and then from the Honky Tonk Heartbreakers, a Ridley Bent cover from Trout Forest. Thanks for listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. song from The Bottle and the Truth. That's Ridley Bent there, co-written by Dustin Bentall. I think Cam Latimer had a hand in that as well. That's from Rid's album, Buckles and Boots. That was Nine Inch Nails, which, of course, that's the easy, obvious cover to do at the Trout Forest, and they did it in fine fashion. But we also heard them do Heartland Heartbreak, and that one featured Chris Dunn, Carrie Latimer, Andrew Neville, Quentin Blair, Jeremy Penner was up there, Bill Western on pedal steel, oh my god, his name just flew out of my head. What an idiot. You know, the bass player, Gilles. And Jill Miller on drums. It was just phenomenal. We also heard Dell in there with Bill Western doing Someday Soon. And that's all the time we got for today on Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being with us. There's some crazy stuff going on at the station next week, some big power outage. So we're hoping that the show is on, but we can't apparently guarantee it. But we'll have something for you. We can't do it live, so it'll be pre-recorded. So tune in for that. We'll definitely have a podcast up soon. And stay tuned for Dagwood Radio, Waxy's Dargo, Comfort Cafe, and all kinds of other great stuff here on UMFM. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com, and thanks for being here.